Oma Gyan Tibetan Dasya, Ginan Ginash Vilakaya, Chaksul Militam Jainatas Maya Sigurdivay Namaha, Sri Chaitanya Marobishtam, Shtapitam Jainabhutale, Shwayam Rupagatamayam, Dadantishva Patantikam, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakti Vrindam, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Vanchakalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Patitanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So nice to be back at Bhaktivedanta Manor, Lechmore Heath, in this great country of England. When I come here, I'm always overwhelmed with emotion, because many of my early days, pioneer days in this movement, took place here in England, although I was for many years, actually 15 years, based in France. I had the opportunity to come here from time to time and associate with the wonderful devotees, at that time, just godbrothers and godsisters. Some of you weren't even born yet. Tribhuvanath, I remember we'd often come over and do Harinam Sankirtan with him in different parts of the city, and I just remember him just wildly beating that drum and singing from the heart. We often, nowadays, when we have kirtans, bhajans, you know, from the heart, from the heart. So he was one of those from the heart devotees. And Kripa Moya, wow, you are blessed to have that devotee in your midst here. I told Sri Pallad, we all traveled together for many years. We were somewhere, some event, I can't remember where it was, and Pallad was very young. And Kripa Moya was leading the kirtan, and I was training Prahlad up. And I said, look, Prahlad, that's the best kirtan leader in ISKCON, Kripa Moya Prabhu. And I continue to listen to him every day. He's recorded a number of kirtans. He has one very special. I don't know if you can actually find it anymore. It's a poem written by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, listing the names of the acharyas all the way from the Adi Guru, Sri Krishna himself, down to the present day. It's such a lovely song, as you say here, lovely. And I listen to it every day. It connects me to our Guru Parampara, reminds me of who I'm the servant of, these great illustrious personalities who have given us the mantle, who've given us the privilege of continuing the work that they have done over the centuries, the millenniums, of spreading Krishna consciousness to every town and village of the world. Then I listened to a beautiful prayer during my puja of Havi Das about Govardhan. And then I finish up the morning by listening to Janavi, some of the songs from her record. So we're in touch with all of you here. And the memories are there, Prabhupada. In those days we were at Bury Place, 7 Bury Place. Historical, now it's a dental clinic. But I won't go into the leelas, but such intimate association with Prabhupada. He gave me my life's mission there. He leaned over the desk and he said, Indru Dumna, preach boldly and have faith in the holy names. So that was in London, and it was etched forever in my heart of hearts, and I'm the twilight of my years, so I'm still trying to fulfill that instruction of his divine grace. And so nice to see Prabhupada so nicely worshipped here. This is, I was telling Prahlad, this is one of my favorite Vyasasans. It's very regal. It's the real royalty. And Prabhupada sitting there at a very beautiful level, and there's this whole atmosphere overseeing us. giving us his darshan. Darshan means to come and see the Lord or his pure representative, but it also means that the Lord or his pure representative is looking at us. And what could be better than the auspicious glance of such a divine personality as Srila Prabhupada? And by his will, everything's expanding here. I drove into a construction site. I'm not so kept up on the developments here. I was just like overwhelmed. Oh, this is ecstatic. It's a construction site. And whatever it is, it's coming up. And I'm sure you utilize it properly. So today, here in London or Greater London, we're actually on the verge of two great festivals. You may know it or you may not know it, but tomorrow we're observing the Panihati Festival, or the Festival of the Chipped Rice. And the next day, our annual Maha, Maha, Maha Mahotsava. Mahotsava means a festival, but Maha means great, and Maha, Maha means great and great. We'll be taking their lordships Jagannath, Subhadra, and Lord Balaram through the streets of London for all the London people to see. And it concludes with the festival at Trafalgar Square. London is one of the greatest, okay, I'll say it, the greatest city in the world. And Trafalgar Square is historic. Lord Nelson's column, we all know that. Even us Americans, we know. It all concludes there. So what a wonderful opportunity to share our spiritual tradition with the people of this great country. So two events. The Chipped Rice Festival, which is actually a very important festival, and Rath Yatra. And really our hearts are beating, isn't it, in anticipation of these two events, which are an integral part of our Gaudiya Vaishnav tradition. Do you feel your hearts beating in anticipation of enjoying, yes, but sharing Krishna consciousness as well? In our Vaishnav calendar, actually there's a festival to observe almost every day. I'm sure you have access to the Vaishnav calendar. If not, it's on the web. And there's practically a festival every day. And they should be observed. Pakka Vaishnavas, they're constantly referring to the Vaishnav calendar to observe the various events that are described there, or the appearance or disappearance of great personalities, or even the Lord himself, Janmashtami, the Sringadeva's appearance day, the appearance day of Srimati Radharani. And Rupa Goswami, one of the great acharyas in our line, in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he lists 32 offenses to be avoided while serving the Lord. Prabhupada has translated Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu as the nectar of devotion, and he called it the law book of ISKCON. So you shouldn't overlook it, you should read it, the rules and regulations, or the do's and the don'ts, so that we can advance smoothly on the path. 32 offenses to be avoided. And the second offense that's listed is as follows. One should not fail to observe the various festivals for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, such as Janmashtami and Rath Yatra. Isn't that wonderful? Of course, we don't have to remind the Londoners, the devotees here, about Rath Yatra, but yes, many such festivals. And you could say that by observing these festivals, it's a way of preparing ourselves for going back home, back to Godhead. How is that? Because in the spiritual world, every step is a dance. Every word is a song. My dear Krishna, please drink your milk before you go out to take the cows to the forest. My dear Mother Yasoda, yes I will. I mean, elevated culture. singing. And every day there's a festival. That's Braj. That's our home. Even beyond the Vaikuntha planets, where there's the mood of Aishvarya Bhav, we're worshipping the Lord as the Supreme Master. By constitution, He's the Master and we're all the servants. Nitya Nityanam, Chaitanas Chaitananam, Ekobahanam, Yovati Dati Kamam. Out of all the eternal beings, there is one who's fulfilling the desires of everyone else. So we're the servants, but He's very kind. He turns one planet, Goloka Vrindavan, into His playground. Vrindavan is the playground of God. And those most fortunate devotees, they come and they enact in the pastimes of the Lord in very intimate rasas or relationships. You can be a friend of Krishna. He can be your very best friend. You can adore Him as a child, or you can love Him as a lover, the playground of God. So that's our destination. And there's a very festive atmosphere there. So by enacting festivals here, we prepare ourselves for the festivals there. That's the definition of sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti is the first step in Krishna consciousness. And sadhana bhakti means devotional service and practice. And after purification, it becomes very natural. And by performing that natural activity over a period of time, your love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead fully blossoms and qualifies you to go back to the spiritual world. So we're practicing. Like a child, how does a child learn to walk? By practicing what they see mommy and daddy do. Almost imitation, right? The baby's watching and mother's one, two, three, daddy. So the child takes its first step and falls down and gets up. It's not spontaneous. It's not natural. But that's the natural process, imitation. So what we're doing here in our temples and our communities, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Shmaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandham, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmani Vedanam, the nine processes of devotional service, beginning with hearing and chanting and remembering Krishna, they do it naturally in the spiritual world. This is all practice. In the spiritual world, they wake up Krishna, they bathe Him, they dress Him, they feed Him. We're doing the same here. But this is devotional service and practice. We purify hearts and we do it naturally. Come home. Come on, let's go home. So there's a lot of festivals in Braj. So our acharyas have designated certain days. Practice makes perfect. Come to the festival. Sing, dance, hear the Harikatha, glorify the Lord, take prasadam. Isn't that nice? We don't have to go to the Himalayas like the yogis, and in the snow, in the winter, practice severe austerities to come to the conclusion, I'm not the body, aham brahmasmi, I'm spirit soul. We don't have to read the Vedas four times. No. Mahaprabhu is the most merciful incarnation of God, and He's made it so easy. Sing, dance, hear philosophy so that it's authorized. It's not some sentiment, it's authorized, it's an ancient tradition. When you get a little tired, take prasad and start over again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Of course, some prefer the yoga system. Yoga is very popular, isn't it, today? Yoga, and people are also studying Upanishads. But why take the stairs when you can take the elevator? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. So this is not some sentiment, this is not some utopian idea, some philosophers, something he woke up one day and, you know, figured out. No, it's there in Shastra. Guru, Shastra, Sadhu. Everything that's said in Krishna consciousness is authorized by Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu. So Shastra describes the spiritual world in detail so that you are inspired to go there. Just like if you want to go, well, if you want to go on vacation, you just go to Vrindavan or Mayapur. Or you go to Jayapur to see Govindadev. But let's just take, for example, if someone wants to go on vacation. Vacation's coming now, so they go to the travel bureau, right? And there's all kinds of advertisements in the travel bureau to entice you. Come to Greece, come to Cyprus, come to Spain, come to New York. Anyway. Abrahma bhuvanaloka punar arvito arjuna. Krishna says, from the highest planet in the material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery where repeated birth and death take place. There's only one destination for the Vaishnavas, and that's the spiritual world. But in principle, people go to the travel agency and they read the brochures and, honey, this is, no, I like, okay, we'll decide, we'll go to, well, we'll go to Morocco. They read about it, and it entices it. Their senses, let's go there. So Vaishnavas, we have our travelogue, Brahma Samhita, which describes the spiritual world. And what could be better? I'm quoting Brahma Samhita. In the spiritual world, Lord Krishna is the only lover. Every tree is a wish-fulfilling tree. Every pebble is a gem. All water is nectar. Every word is a song. Every step is a dance. The flute is the constant companion. And there's a festival every day. So again, by hearing like that and observing these festivals, we get a very strong desire to go back to the spiritual world. Presently, or maybe not presently, but previously, isn't it? We had a very strong desire to enjoy this world. As a result, we are entangled in the wheel of samsara. So Rupa Goswami advises us in a very interesting way. He says, as young boys are attracted to young girls, and young girls are attracted to young boys, in the same way, he says, with the same intensity, let me become attracted to your devotional service. You dovetail, that's a word which Prabhupada used. When I say it in public sometimes, people, they raise their hands, what does dovetail mean? Is something to do with a bird? It's not a very common, but Prabhupada used that. We dovetail that desire we had to enjoy, we turn it into a desire to serve Krishna. When Bivamangal Thakur, who became a great saint, was visiting the prostitute Chintamani, she was actually a spiritually minded woman, she said to him one day, because he had great trouble, he came to see her. She said, Bivamangal, if you had the same interest in Krishna consciousness as you have to enjoy my body, if you applied that to devotional service to Krishna, you would be a liberated soul. So the art of dovetailing everything in Krishna consciousness, we learn from the spiritual master. Therefore, Papa said, every intelligent man and woman should have a spiritual master. So it's very important that we observe each and every festival on the Vaishnav calendar. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his Harinam Chintamani, verses 83 and 84, he writes, one should observe Akadasi, the appearance days of the Lord, and all other important festivals. This endeavor will bring good fortune. One should spend the entire festival day and night chanting and singing the glories of the Lord in the association of saintly devotees. Who's not after good fortune? Padam padam yat vipadam natesham. According to the Bhagavatam, what is this world? There's danger at every step. We heard Prabhupada say one time, don't be surprised when things go wrong. Be surprised when things go right. And I heard him say one time in Geneva, anything can happen at any time. And not just to people, other people, or reports in the newspapers. Everyone has their sad story. So who's not after good fortune? Everyone's after good fortune. Where do you find good fortune? In Krishna consciousness? And that good fortune is enhanced by coming to the festivals, especially by chanting and dancing in the association of devotees. Krishna Varnam Dusha Krishnam Shango Pangasha Parshadam Yagnai Sankirtan Prayar Yashantihi Shumera Shahar. Lord Krishna, the present avatar in this age of Kali, he introduced the process of chanting. Of course, the Hare Krishna mantra has been chanted in this world since time immemorial. It wasn't something new. There are reports of saintly persons in previous ages alone in some bhajan kutir chanting Hare Krishna. But Lord Chaitanya made it the Yuga Dharma, the process for this age. And he recommended that we chant in the association of devotees very loudly, because the louder you chant, the better the chances are you'll wake up, sleeping soul, and become Krishna conscious. And one of the benefits of chanting in the congregation of devotees is that in every society of Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, there are beginners, and there are intermediate devotees, and there are advanced devotees. Of course, all of those devotees, their crowning jewel of a quality is humility. They'll never admit, I am a medium, I'm an intermediate devotee. They'll never say, I am advanced devotee, listen to my chanting. No. But by definition, we can understand that in every society, there's advanced devotees. There's intermediate devotees, and there's devotees who are just coming to the process. So when you're in that society, you also hear the chanting of others, which purifies you. Isn't it? Prabhupada said on several occasions, the chanting of Hare Krishna, it's best heard from the lips of pure devotees. And one time Prabhupada said, all my disciples are pure devotees, in the sense that they have the desire to give up material life. We have to acknowledge that. Some bad traits may still be left over, but in their heart of hearts, they want to renounce this world, and they're on the path of pure devotion. They've accepted a path of amala bhakti, which will culminate in no selfish desires, but only the desire to please Radha and Krishna. So they're on the path. So therefore he said, all my disciples are pure devotees, they have a pure intent. So when you come into the temple room, you hear devotees like Kripamoya chanting Hare Krishna. So many years practicing devotional service, perfect example of a Grihastha, writing books on the science of Krishna consciousness. And when he sings, even those with the hardest of hearts, their hearts melt in his kirtan. They assign me a particular place to chant at the Ratha Yatra, and I reassigned myself to be where Kripamoya will be leading kirtan, the Ratha Yatra, like that. So just to convince us, the Lord brings these festivals to the spiritual world. We can try, you know, like a baby tries to imitate mom, but we may not get it. So Krishna, when he comes to this world, he comes with a great entourage of devotees, and he holds great festivals. The Rasa Leela dance, the pinnacle of all spiritual activities, it's a festive atmosphere. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came, he performed Sankirtan, which is in itself a festival. I've been trying to hold festivals in my humble service, my career in Krishna consciousness. And, you know, we hold big events sometimes. Well, often we get 5,000-10,000 people a day on the Polski Tour, Festival of India in Poland on the Baltic Sea coast. This will be our 30th year anniversary. But many times devotees point out to me that the Harinam that goes out, and we do it in a very beautiful, cultural, organized way. We're in lines. And the ladies are dancing, beautifully dressed in saris with gopi dots and fans and so forth. And the men are pukka, dhoti, sari, tilak, flower garlands. We have bugles and horns. And, you know, it's a feast for the eyes. And it's orchestrated. We don't just run down the street like flash mob. We make it beautiful, so representing the spiritual world, very nicely organized. And many times devotees say to me, Maharaj, this is the festival. We take it to the street, we take it to the people. Then it becomes really festive, because the real benefit of chanting Hare Krishna comes when you take it to the people, because that pleases Srinam. Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. There's no difference between Krishna and his holy name. So Krishna is pleased when you take him to the streets and give him to the lost souls, the black sheep who have gone astray. Krishna wants us to come back to the spiritual world more than we want to come back to the spiritual world. So he appears in the form of the holy name. Kali Kali Nam Rup Krishna Avatar. In the age of Kali, the sound incarnation of Krishna is Krishna. It's one of the avatars. So Srinam, the Lord in the form of sound, he's very pleased if you take him out of the streets of London and Oxford, like Govinda Prabhu. So many videos I see chanting his tunes. He has his special tunes that he chants. He's known by... I have three tunes, he has four or five. Something. But he's so enthusiastic out there. Let's give him a big round of applause for his son. But I want to say he was trained on the Polski tour, yes. So that is a festival. That festive atmosphere. And that people are drawn into that almost imperceptibly. They don't know exactly what it is. They can't put their finger on it. One very prominent personality in Poland, he's famous for his festivals. He came up to us one time and he said, "Can you be part of my festival?" He holds these huge concerts everywhere and functions. It's totally different than what we do. But he said, "There's something about what the way you do your festivals, I cannot imitate it. Please come be part of my festival." And we've been part of his festival for 30 years, the Great Woodstock Festival in Poland. Totally mundane affair. But when we're there, like lights up the room. People come. So Mahaprabhu, this is what he did. He went on Harinam every day. Udila Arana. Yeah. In the morning time, he'd get up and the festival started. Emata Bharamasha Kirtana Avashane Amra Mahotsava Prabhu Kari Dina Dine. In this way, the Lord performed Sankirtan every day, and at the end of Sankirtan, there was a mango-eating festival every day for 12 months. I don't know what festival we're talking about here, the Harinam or the mango, but that was small. But we know that Mahaprabhu, one of his favorite events, was the Great Rath Yatra Festival every year in Jagannath Puri. And he personally danced in front of the cart of Lord Jagannath while exhibiting the highest symptoms of love for Krishna. Because as we know, his inner desire, Krishna, was to experience the love of Radha for him. He was the object of the love. He couldn't experience what she was experiencing. So he came in the mood of Radharani to experience that love. And he did that by dancing in front of the Lord's chariot and experiencing that love that Radha has for him. So who? It's very, very deep. So who can understand the ecstatic symptoms that Lord Chaitanya experienced by that festival of Rath Yatra? And his festivals were famous. So much so that when the Lord left this world, because the festival stopped, because people were experiencing so much separation from Lord Chaitanya's festive atmosphere, his way of introducing spiritual life as simply joyful, that when he left this world, people were devastated, the devotees. It's said that after Mahaprabhu left this world, devotees were so devastated, feeling so much separation, vipralamba bhav, they couldn't pick up a pair of kartals. There were no kartals chiming, there was no the teyat nakate, ding dam, boom, boom, boom. Is that a proper beat? On the drums. People weren't chanting, they were just like they couldn't move. And it's very nicely described by Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati in his Chaitanya Chandamrita, chapter 12, verse 140. And I always quote this verse in my diary chapters after the Polish tour is finished. The modern day pastimes of Mahaprabhu, the Sankirtan movement goes on for 10,000 years. He's as present today as he was previously by his desire and by his foremost general, Srila Prabhupada, teaching us how to continue the movement. So when the Polsky tour is over, we're also devastated. And this verse, we experience a little bit of the sentiment of this verse of how when the festivals stop. Prabodhana Saraswati has written, "The fortunate town of Navadvip remains on the earth. The seashore remains. The city of Jagannath Puri remains. The holy names of Lord Krishna remain. Alas, alas, but I do not see anywhere the same kind of festival of pure love for Lord Hari. O Lord Chaitanya, O ocean of mercy, will I ever see your transcendental glories again?" I'm going to read it again. "The fortunate town of Navadvip remains on the earth. The seashore remains. The city of Jagannath Puri remains. The holy names of Krishna remain. But alas, alas, I do not see anywhere the same kind of festival of pure love for Lord Hari. O Lord Chaitanya, O ocean of mercy, will I ever see your transcendental glory again?" Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Ki. Fortunately, Srila Prabhupada, well, actually, fortunately, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, he revived that festival spirit. Narottam, Srinivas, and Shyamananda, they took it upon themselves 50 years after the departure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to revive the Sankirtan movement by festivals. That was the first Gaur Purnima festival. Nobody was doing any preaching. Every one of the Vaishnavas were just, a few of the older Vaishnavas were still present. Jadava Mata, the wife of Lord Nityananda, she was still present. So as you know, they organized a big festival in Keturi, the town of where Narottam appeared. And it was such an amazing festival. Devotees came from all over India. And they chanted and they danced and they had prasadam and they had harikata. And what's more, the seniors, they sat down and they established permanently what is the philosophy introduced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because after his departure, there was some speculation. Different devotees in different places, maybe they hadn't had so much association, and they were saying, Mahaprabhu said this, and he said that, and you know, that some the chaos is there sometimes when the Lord disappears, or the Acharya disappears, there may be some chaos. So these senior devotees, they discussed and they put down for the next 10,000 years, what is the philosophy of the Hare Krishna movement? Especially it's expounded in Kaviraj Goswami's Chaitanya Charitamrita, which was the favorite book of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. That festival, the devotees were so eager for Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarvashrastukoi, Lavamata, Sadhu Sangha, Sarvastidhihoi. They're so eager for that association. And so much that they want to chant the holy names again and hear the katha and take the Bhagavad Prasadam that was prepared by the very hand of Janavamata, the wife of Nityananda. She was the head cook. She offered her services. There's a lake there where she would take the water. Actually, she would bathe in that lake every morning. And when I went there to Bangladesh and to these holy places, and I went with my dear friend Madanath Swami, we went to Keturi, and we bathed in that lake. It's still there that Mother Janava would cook in and which she would bathe in. She loved so much serving the devotees. So as a result, in one of the kirtans of Srila Narottam Das Thakur, he was singing. He had a particular style of kirtan. It's lost now. I'm still trying to find out how they dance, what melodies they used. Maybe somebody will discover that one day. But Narottam was installing six deities of Krishna and one deity of Mahaprabhu. And in the midst of that kirtan, the Panchatattva, who had all gone back to the spiritual world, they appeared. Not uppercut Leela, not in an unmanifest way, but out of the appeal of the devotees, when we chant Hare Krishna, what are we asking? Please let me serve you. Please let me see you. Please let me be with you. The devotees were chanting was from the heart so much that whew, Mahaprabhu appeared. Nityananda appeared. Advaita appeared. Gadadhar appeared. Shiva, they all appeared. The sons of Advaitacharya who hadn't seen their father. And so there he was. And they danced and they danced and they danced and they chanted and they chanted and they twirled and they danced till the early hours of the morning. And then, whew, oh my God. Just like Krishna appeared before the young boy, Narada Muni, after he left home. His mother died and he was a transcendentalist because he ate some prasadam that was bitten by a Vaishnava sannyasi visiting his home. He said, upon taking those remnants, he said, the very nature of the transcendentalist became attractive to me. And when mom died, he's a five-year-old boy. I'm going to find Krishna. That was his mission statement. He went into the forest and he practiced very nicely. And although he wasn't yet perfected, the Lord appeared before him. Govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Narada's like, wow, five-year-old boy, Krishna, Yoruski, Krishna, pamagi. He appeared, and then he disappeared. As he was disappearing, he said, I have appeared before you, Narada, just to give you the inspiration to achieve me. But I cannot remain before those who are incomplete in devotional service. So in the same way, there were different categories of Vaishnavas at the Kitturi festival. Some of them were aspiring devotees. They hadn't taken the 10 questions necessary, or answered the 10 questions necessary for first initiation in ISKCON. And they hadn't taken the Bhakti Shastra exam, but they were there, and the Lord appeared, and then he disappeared. So their whole life, they were looking for Mahaprabhu. And they found him. In the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
So Mahaprabhu, he introduced this, or he continued the tradition of festivals in our Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition. And as such, so did our glorious spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. Even when he was just a young boy, 5 years or 7 years old, he had this very strong desire to do Ratha Yatra in his neighborhood. You know, what do young boys want to do these days? Cricket, football, soccer, Ronaldo. They're the heroes, right? 5 years old, they're wearing the baseball cap or they've got the cricket bat, right? Oh my gosh. There's a book, Cry My Beloved Country. So, but Prabhupada, he wanted to do Ratha Yatra. But Papa Gaurmohan Day didn't have enough money, imagine they were poorer, that they could purchase or build a Ratha Yatra. So Prabhupada was crying one day, oh. One lady, wealthy lady, walked by and said, why are you crying, little boy? I want to do Ratha Yatra. We don't have a cart. Oh, I have a nice Ratha Yatra cart at my house. I'll give it to you, and you can do Ratha Yatra. So not so much a detail given, but we know that with his friends, Prabhupada, little Abai, he organized the Ratha Yatra. And the day came when they pulled a little wagon through the streets and distributed some candy or whatever, and all the adults came out and lined the neighborhood streets to encourage the young boys and the little Vaishnavis. So that, later, that desire of Srila Prabhupada became manifest when Jayananda Prabhu, our illustrious godbrother, the first saint in Krishna consciousness, took that desire of Srila Prabhupada to heart and built massive Ratha Yatra carts in San Francisco and eventually in New York. By pleasing the spiritual master, that's how we make progress in Krishna consciousness. And by displeasing him, our spiritual life becomes chaos. So it was never a mystery what Prabhupada expected from his disciples. He is who he is in the spiritual world, no doubt in a very intimate, loving relationship with Krishna. But in this world, he's a preacher. And by serving his desires in this world, we qualify ourselves to assist him in his desires in the spiritual world. To hand the flower, to hand the peacock fan, to make the chandan. We won't go into details there, whatever it may be. So Jayananda, he pleased Srila Prabhupada by inaugurating the Sankirtan, the Ratha Yatra, in the West. And so it was that when he died untimely of leukemia, Prabhupada remembered him for that seva of bringing that little neighborhood Ratha Yatra in Calcutta to San Francisco, Montreal, Chicago, London. We're just imitating him. We put his picture up. No Ratha Yatra cart can be authorized without the picture of Jayananda. And so when he died, Prabhupada wrote him a posthumous letter. He said, if you had any material desires left in your heart when you died, you've gone to Svargaloka. Okay. And from there, in that pleasant atmosphere, you can continue your Krishna consciousness and elevate yourself to the spiritual world. But I say, because at the moment of death, you were hearing the holy names. Because when he died, no one was there. Everyone was at Mangalartik. There was a tape recording of Prabhupada chanting Hare Krishna. And that's what he heard when he died. Prabhupada said, I say, you've gone to Krishna Loka. Jayananda Prabhu ki, Shri Ratha Yatra Mahotsava ki. Are not these modern-day pastimes of the Lord? That simple American boys and girls and Londoners and those with a thick accent from wherever here in London, they pronounce the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra differently, a Cockney accent, a this accent. They're going back to Godhead. This is the miraculous mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Prabhupada also introduced the festivals, like, what is that saying? In like a needle, out like a plow. He had no money in the beginning when he came to the West. Couldn't hold a big Mahotsava like Narottam did in Keturi. So Prabhupada, so intelligent, he started the Sunday love feast. Come and eat, basically, isn't it? Many people, they miss the lecture, they don't come to the artik, but some or other, everyone's there for the shadam. That's okay. You probably said one time you can eat your way back to Godhead. He started the Sunday love feast, and it's still going on today. And various types of festivals, as we have now, to make a long story, a beautiful story, short, because time is limited, but... Yes, this is the means, especially in Kali Yuga. The perfect way to introduce new persons to Krishna consciousness, the perfect way to maintain our enthusiasm, and the perfect way to become delivered from the evils of Kali Yuga is to observe these festivals that are listed practically every day in our Vaishnava calendar. Festivals. This was perfectly understood by the great saint Narada Muni. In Padma Purana, he's quoted, he's speaking to Bhakti Devi. He was traveling, Narada Muni. He's always traveling, isn't he? And he came across a woman who was lamenting that her two sons had fallen unconscious on the ground. And he's a Vaishnava. He's the best of Vaishnavas, Narada Muni. He's very compassionate. He said, my dear woman, who are you and what had happened to your sons? She said, I am Bhakti Devi. And these are my subordinate sons, Jnana and Vairagya, knowledge and renunciation. And because of the evils of Kali Yuga, no one is interested us anymore. In Vedic age, wasn't it? People were interested in bhakti or devotion to God. There's so many temples throughout India, you can't even count them. Why? Because of bhakti. The natural inclination is to love God in his various incarnations. And to help us, we study the books and we practice a little renunciation or a lot of renunciation. Jesus said you can't love mammon and God at the same time. So, in Kali Yuga, no one's interested in renunciation. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. That's the philosophy of the gladiators. Eat, drink, and be merry. We're going to die anyway. No renunciation. No one studies the Shastras. They're on their phones all day long, on their iPads, and CNN, BBC, the news, this. Everyone in the world knows Mr. Trump. He's not even their president. Everyone's upset by him. What about Yudhishthir, Bhim, Nakul, Sahadev, Arjuna? What about Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman? These are the real heroes. So no one reads. I was visiting an Indian home the other day. Where was I? In America. And we had lunch with the children. And I asked the boys, they were like 9, 10, 11 years old, a Hindu family, who were your heroes? And some cricket star who retired and some Bollywood this and that. And I said, what about Hanuman? And the boy said, who's Hanuman? My God. I said, Ram. Ram? Sita. Oh yeah, one of the girls at school, her name's Sita. Oh my God. So Narada came across the scene, which more it's a historical scene, but it indicative of the age of Kali, the age of quarrel and hypocrisy. And Bhakti Devi, people are ignoring me. Nobody wants to know me. Nobody wants to love Krishna. No one wants to read Shastra. No one wants to practice some austerities which are required to advance. So Narada Muni, he said, all right, this is Kali Yuga. I have a formula by which I can revive bhakti. I can revive jnana. I can revive vairagya. She said, what? And this is his reply. Are you ready? Or I can tell you next year when I come. Who wants to hear his reply? Okay. O Bhakti Devi, there is no age like Kali. Because you will be established in every house and in every heart. Hear now my vow, dear woman. If I do not preach your message, subdue all other religions, and make devotional festivals predominant, then I shall not be considered the servant of Lord Hari. In Kali Yuga, those people who follow you, even if they are sinful, will attain Lord Krishna's abode without fear. Even if you're sinful. That means if you're chanting Hare Krishna, not the best, but you know, you just can't follow the standard. Right? Many times I meet people, I'm following one regular principle and two regular principles. I'm a demon. I can't follow all four. But I'm chanting. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare. I said, don't despair. Keep chanting, chanting, chanting. I don't understand. And I give the example. Like if you've got a bottle of ink and you want to get the ink out, what do? You pour in milk. And you pour the milk, and you pour the milk, right? And it comes out dark blue, then light blue, then after a while, all the ink's gone, and there's only milk. So I said, no matter how impure you are, just keep chanting the holy names. Don't give up, right? Peter Pan, I'll never give up, I'll never give up, not me. I guess that's the 50s, you win, that's... Walt Disney, that's way beyond. I'll never give up. I'll never give up. Not me. Don't give up. Sometimes we have a very high standard. Yes, for advanced devotees, you must maintain a high standard, but we don't expect people who are just coming to immediately embrace a high standard. But to get there, you have to chant. You have to chant. So I always tell especially the younger generation, because you know, teenage life, there's so many distractions, and you know, they were really amazing little devotees when they were 5. I thought they were rays of Vishnu. And at 16, you know, I don't know, I'm religion, I'm not interested in religion. So I say, keep the window open so the sunshine of Krishna's mercy can come in. Don't close the window. Don't cut yourself off from Krishna. He's your ever well-wisher. Keep the window open by chanting one round. Can you do that? Okay, Gurudev, do you promise? I promise. And 5 years later, I come back. How are you doing? 16 rounds a day. I don't know why I wasn't chanting 16 rounds. Sometimes you meet the little ones because Prabhupada said that demigods are waiting in line to take birth in the Hare Krishna movement in Kali Yuga, because this is the opportunity for going back to Godhead. So sometimes you meet children, I tell you, especially in the Indian families, because the DNA is there, but everywhere. One little girl, she was 3. She could speak, right, at 3. And I said, "So, Lali, what do you want to be when you grow up?" And her brother said, "She's only 3, Maharaj." She said, "No, I know." I said, "You do?" "Yes, Gurudev." "Okay, what?" She said, "Well, my plan is that I want to learn to read and write so that by the time I'm 5, I can read and understand 18 shlokas of the Srimad Bhagavatam." Really? Could you put your hand on my head? Then she said, "Yes, and my goal is that by the time I'm 7, I'm going to be chanting 32 rounds a day so I can take initiation from you." These are not ordinary children. As we grow older, we're hoping that our work will be preserved. We've made some mistakes, my generation, but the movement's going on. It's quite healthy. And that, we're anxious, how will things go on? But when you see children like that, it's no worries. We say in Australia, "No worries, mate." So, just keep chanting. Hari Nama, Hari Nam, Hari Nama Eva Kevalam, Galo Nasteva, 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 Gatir Anyatha. That's the process for the sage. And everyone has their own pace in spiritual life. As a leader, I've learned this. Everyone has their own pace. But you have to do something. You can't do nothing. You can't just wish. Disciple, the word disciple comes from the word discipline. So there has to be some discipline. And Krishna consciousness is so nice that when you're hooked up to it, when you're linked up to it, the yoga, by the Yuga Dharma chanting Hare Krishna, what happens is that your material desires just naturally fall to the side because Param Drishna Devartante, because of the higher taste of chanting Hare Krishna. So to reach that perfection, part of the process is that we come together on festival days and Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Shmaranam. The ultimate instruction is to always remember Krishna and never forget him. How to do that? You can only always remember someone and never forget them if you love them. That's the way. You can always remember someone and never forget them if you love them. So how to love Krishna? Shravanam, Kirtanam. Hear and chant on festival days in particular, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Nam. So please, tomorrow, observe the Panihati festival. There's so many. It's a very beautiful pastime, especially Raghunath Das Goswami is one of the main personalities. Actually, main personality is Lord Nityananda, who gives his mercy to Raghunath Das Goswami. He's Raghunath Das at that time, but he encourages them to prepare a feast of chipped rice and distribute to all the Vaishnavas. And that type of service, just menial service, eventually qualified Raghunath Das to become Raghunath Das Goswami. So a nice example for us. That pastime is very nicely described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. There's a chapter or two there. I would recommend, despite your busy schedule, Saturday is what? The busy schedule is being lazy. We're busy doing nothing. But do something. Go to the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Read the pastime of the Panihati festival. There's so many instructions there. Become purified, become enlivened, and get ready for Sunday's event, the Rath Yatra Maha 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 Mahotsava of the chariot parade of Jagannath, Subhadra, and Balaram in the prestigious Trafalgar Square. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. I think a nice conclusion, because, isn't it? There's a saying that one should always finish on a high note. In a symphony, right? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. No. Wait a minute, that's Sri Prahlad. And that was the, yeah, that was the beginning. And then he became, you know, well known. He composed many beautiful melodies, which is authorized. Prabhupada asked Vishnu John Maharaj to compose some melodies. And Prahlad was the one who actually began the accordion kirtans. Do you know that, Govinda? Yeah, he started the accordion. He said one day, Guru Maharaj, let's get an accordion. I said, what? Accordion? He said, yeah, you know, go do it. And it worked wonderfully. Now there's no kirtan anywhere in ISKCON on the streets without an accordion. And since that time, Prahlad, he moved to Australia. He's married to my disciple, Sri Gandharvika. He was a professor at a prestigious university in Sydney. And his wife, Sri Gandharvika, got admission to a prestigious medical school in Cyprus. So they moved from Australia so she could pursue her medical career in Cyprus. And Prahlad got a job at a university here in London. Yeah. So he's one of your boys now. I can't kidnap him. It's just not going to work. He's married. And it's kind of an open secret now that he's in the London area. He's renting a room in someone's house somewhere in the city. One room about as big as this harmonium. But he's a very frugal person, so he's satisfied. And he's, you know, got a prestigious job as a professor in the university. But he loves to preach. When he was in Sydney, he had 6 or 7 or 10 Namahada groups. He was the shelter for hundreds of devotees in philosophy. He's a very good philosopher. And just one of ISKCON's best and, well, he not as famous because Australia is very far away. And life's a beach there. So, you know, you'd never heard of him, but now he's here and his services, he's opened his services for all of you. And it's an open secret. And please engage him. I mean, he's very busy with his work, but he finds time to give classes in people's homes, to organize namhatas. And whenever there's a kirtan, believe me, you should invite Sri Prahlad, please, and you'll be overjoyed. So we're giving him to you. And let's end the evening here. It's 5 to 9. Probably go into the Artik. We'll ask him to sing with his melodious kirtans of the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Sri Prahlad Prabhu ki, Panihati festival ki, Sri Rath Yatra Maha Mahotsava ki, Sri Prabhupada ki, Gaur Bhaktivinoda ki, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Shyam.